96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The deadline to file your income taxes is tomorrow night, but don't expect the Postal Service to wait around. The U.S. Postal Service says most post offices will close at their usual time instead of staying open later to accommodate procrastinators, since most people file online. So if you're needing a little last-minute advice, Tax Pro Teddy Prelo, also known to us as Teddy the Tax Man, is here to answer your questions. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. I'll take as many calls as I can during the next 45 minutes or so. Teddy, good to talk to you again. How are you?
Harold, I am here, but I feel like I'm here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, without a doubt, with only a little more than 24 hours to go before the deadline. So, you know, Teddy, let's get right to this. Is there anything new that tax filers need to know for 2014, this filing season?
Well, first of all, let's let our listeners know that there are some things that came out of the Affordable Care Act. Some pertain to 2013, some pertain to 2014. So let's get out of the way those that do not pertain to 2013, those tax returns that are due tomorrow. The premium tax credit, just forget all about it. That's not going to have an impact on your 2013. We will talk about that in this coming December.
Okay.
Also, the individual share responsibility provision. Please get that out of your heads, because otherwise you will be confused. And it does not have anything to do with the 2013 tax year.
Okay.
But something that definitely does have to do with the 2013 tax year is it's the new net investment income tax.
What is that?
The new net investment income tax, it's 3.8% of our listeners' net investment income. Now, your next question, and I know you, is going to be, to whom does this pertain, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. It pertains to those who are married filing a joint return and have an adjusted gross income of $250,000, or those who are married filing separately and who have adjusted incomes of $125,000. I don't know how I remember all this stuff, Harold. I guess I just don't have a life, man.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I'm glad you do know it.
Okay. And then those single filers who have an adjusted gross income of $200,000. And I'm pretty sure you know this, Harold, but I'm going to iterate it anyway. We do have those listeners in our demographics. We have a lot of people who work for federal government, a lot of people who are self-employed, who meet those criteria that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So that's a brand new tax that came out of the Affordable Care Act. And if you are accustomed to doing your own tax return, this is probably going to surprise you. You're probably going to print it out and go, what in the heck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just told you what it is.
All right.
And, you know, and that's why it's good to have a tax professional, because we as tax professionals try to get some of this information out to our clients to whom this pertained last year. So that's probably the biggest part of the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
And again, that is 3.8% of what we call your net investment income.
Let me grab a phone call here at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810 outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Free tax advice. Hey, you don't hear me say free a lot, so here we go. Chris calling from Clinton, Maryland.
Hi.
Hey, Chris, how are you? What's on your mind?
I'm fine. Hi. Yes, I filed my taxes. I had a few years that I didn't file due to some illnesses, and when I finally filed them, I was told when I called to find out what the status was that I owed additional taxes. However, they never sent me a notice, and now they're garnishing my check.
I'm concerned about that. I am. I'm very concerned about that. I'll tell you what happens many times. Many times the taxpayer, in this case you, have or has moved, you know, a number of times since the last time he or she filed. Sometimes that can get in the way. Many times you might have filed a tax return and you might have used the address where you last lived, and a lot of people get confused with that. So to you and all of our listeners, even if you haven't filed in a number of years, when you finally do file, use your current address. That is very, very important, Chris. And I surely hope that your situation can get rectified. And oh, by the way, if you have not filed, this is for you and all our other listeners, if you have not filed your 2010 tax return and you feel you are due a refund, you'd better file it today or at the very, very least tomorrow, because from April 16th on, you are no longer entitled to that refund. If I were you, I would hire an enrolled agent. If you feel boldly enough to do so, you call the IRS on your own and tackle that. But that's not my advice. That's my alternate advice. My primary advice is to hire an enrolled agent to look into that for you.
An enrolled agent.
Yep, E-N-R-O-L-L-E-D.
And enrolled that would be who?
That is a person who can represent you at all levels of the IRS. I'm an enrolled agent, so if you'd like, you can call me on Wednesday. I can either handle it for you, or I can pass on a name. I'll gladly pass on a name who I'm certain will be qualified to help you.
Yes, sir. And just to piggyback on that, I did give them my correct address.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So
you really need to have somebody check in on that.
They never notified me, and now I'm paying, you know, being garnished. So yes, I would like to contact you on that because I just don't know what to do at this point.
Well, Teddy's his email. You can email him. And for those of you that are interested in emailing Teddy, you can find him at teddy@taxandmortgageshop.com. Is that right, Teddy?
Teddy@taxandmortgageshop.com. You are correct.
All right.
Teddy@taxandmortgageshop.com. I'm sorry. I was just driving. Just give it to me one more time.
Teddy at taxandmortgageshop.com. Okay.
Chris, be careful driving.
Yeah, please, Chris. Yeah, we don't want anything to happen to you. We want you to be able to pay your taxes. All right. All right. Thank you so much for your phone call. I'm going to take a short break. If you want to talk to Teddy, if you have any questions about your taxes, even if you don't believe that you're going to be able to make the deadline tomorrow, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back after this break. To the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Teddy the Tax Man is here to answer your tax questions. The lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855 855-
855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. We will certainly continue this conversation after 7:30, and I will take your calls on Sirius XM Channel 141, so please don't hang up. I was going to pick up the phone from Bernard, but he had the same question I had, which, you know, for a lot of people, Teddy, so I'll ask it for him. Why is everything online now? I mentioned that at the top of the program where, you know, the Postal Service is really cutting back on late hours. You know, back in the day, it was midnight. They were standing out in front of the post offices. Not so much now. So what do you say to people who may not necessarily want to file online or have access? They can still do it the old-fashioned way, can't they?
Yes, they can, Harold, but I'll tell you, it's been a dream at the IRS to get people to e-file ever since the late 80s. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Back in the late 80s, they wanted, I mean, they even set goals as to how many people or what percentage of filers they wanted to have e-filing by a certain date. See, and I know you understand this, if they allow the computers to handle a great percentage of the work, do they really need the man hours? Mm-hmm. It comes down to simple, simple numbers, and it comes down furthermore to the IRS and the U.S. Treasury and the federal government as a whole, wanting to save money. So can you still mail it in? Yes, you can still mail the tax return in. But guess what? Let me give you this, because I may not have shared this with our listeners yet. If I prepare your tax return and you say to me, Teddy, I don't want to e-file, yeah, I'll let you mail it off. But then when the package gets sent to the IRS, I have to put in the package the reason why the tax return wasn't e-filed, because if I don't, the IRS can come after me.
Wow, interesting.
How do you like that? As a tax professional.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, this is the 21st century, you know,
yes,
time for us to kind of keep up with the times. So, you know, there's your answer there, Bernard. Let me go to Keisha quickly from Bowie. You have a question, Keisha. Go right ahead.
I do. Thank you for having me, first and foremost.
Sure.
Secondly, it's basically about tax intercepts at this point with student loans. And I know a lot of people are going through that sort of thing, and I am one of them. And I was just wondering, does Teddy have any contacts as far as, like, on the legal side in regards to the tax intercept, quote-unquote, maybe professionals? That can help my situation.
Well, Teddy, before you answer that question, because I am going to have to take yet another break, but I want everyone who is on the line to hang on, including you, Keisha, John from Washington, D.C., Debbie Ann, also from Washington, D.C. Please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Gwen, you just called in. You'll also be able to hear the program and get your question answered. So if you're on the line, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. One more time, for those of you on the broadcast side listening, it's Teddy at taxandmortgageshop.com. Teddy at taxandmortgageshop.com. We'll be back on Sirius XM, Channel 141 in just a bit.